It's The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee and here with John Hockenberry. And John, to hear President Obama tell it, he and Congress have completely solved the credit card problem.
No more fine print, no more confusing terms, no more hiding the truth. We're going to require clarity and transparency from now on.
Well, I'm glad that's taken care
of.
Yeah,
right. That's maybe, as they say. That big reform with the big title it was called, Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act of 2009.
The CCARD, you mean?
You could have done that without looking at the script, right?
CCARDA.
Anyway, it takes effect this week, and some of the controversial billing practices that the credit card companies used are now banned by this act. But the credit card companies still have a few dirty tricks up their sleeves, which doesn't really seem to shock some, like Diana from Long Beach, New York, who predicted this will happen.
No matter what they did with cutting costs with the credit card companies, they would find a way to recoup it. I really thought it would be like one major thing, but they're like pecking away like chickens, a little here, a little there.
Chickens, I love that image. Well, true or false? To help us find out about some of these new tricks, we have our friend Alvin Hall, author of Your Money or Your Life, A Practical Guide to Managing and Improving Your Financial Life. Good morning, Alvin.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm great. So, true or false? Are they doing it like chickens, or is everything all fixed?
Oh, they are doing it like chickens and more. The banks have a huge sense of entitlement to the profits that they made using practices that were dubious before. So what they've done is simply start to cut the fees in different ways. For example, we're talking to each other from France right now. And one of the things I noticed is that they've upped the foreign exchange fees from 2% to 3%. That's a 50% increase just on that alone. For the average person, they'll see other things that are changing. For example, they now put in a fee if you don't charge up to a certain amount every year. It's not called an inactivity fee. It's called a not enough activity fee.
So let's just go back there for one second, Alvin. So the inactivity was specifically banned by this new law. And by the way, the concept of an inactivity fee is kind of mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is, but it shows you, they said, if you don't use the card and you have good credit, we don't care. We want you to use it, so we're going to force you to use it. That's what it was designed to do.
Okay, Alvin, wait a minute, that's gone, but there's now an insufficient activity fee use or some version of that?
Exactly. Citibank started this so that if you don't charge up to $2,400 a year, then you get hit with a fee.
Can you even
have the credit card?
Can you even get that kind of credit these days? That kind of a credit line?
It's increasingly hard to get that kind of credit line. Most banks now drop your credit line to such low levels, hoping that for some reason you'll go over the limit. Because if you go over your credit limit, then they can assess another fee or they can raise your interest rates. So in essence, the consumer has to be even more vigilant than before.
Alvin, is this why you've defected to France because of all these fees?
No, it's my annual vacation in France.
Yeah, right.
I really wanted to do this segment because consumers need to be aware that all of these banks are just coming up with new fees. I call this a period of fee madness. Just because the act has passed doesn't mean they're going to go away. They now have computers and people sitting there that will come up with new fees. And it's going to be a big challenge for the new head of the Consumer Protection Agency. And part of their mandate should be to sit down and think like the banks when they make these legislations.
Alvin Hall, take a listen now. We had a listener call back in March, and he talked about what happened when he was four days late paying his credit card.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm from Detroit. I was 4 days late paying the minimum payment, and they increased my interest by 26% and reduced my credit from 15,000 down to 7.
Whoa, 4 days late. Alvin Hall, can that happen under the new regulations?
If you are more than 60 days late with the payment, then now, under the new laws, that's the only time they can raise your rate.
So you need to
be 60 days late.
Okay. But so you've got 2 months to pay it.
Exactly. You have 2 months to pay it. But he needs to look at his specific type of credit card because now they've changed the types of credit cards. If you get a professional credit card, it's like a corporate card and the rules and regulations don't apply.
Why?
If it's a card that offers you rebates, for example, on your finance charges, then the laws do not apply.
Why don't the laws apply to the so-called professional cards?
because they're more like corporate credit cards as opposed to consumer credit cards. And anything that was designed to, be, to help a corporation to be used by their employees was exempted from the laws. So the laws don't apply to those. So, and the rebate cards were also made exempt.
So small businesses are even more vulnerable now, even though the president is talking about trying to help small businesses.
Exactly. They're much more vulnerable.
What's going on here, Alvin? Is it that the banks took a look and the credit card companies took a look at the law and they said, fine, we'll comply with that if we have to, but we're just going to raise fees in other places?
It was partly that, but it's also the fact that they were talking about the losses. Oh, we're going to lose millions, if not billions, of business on credit cards. And therefore, we have to deliver value to our shareholders. So they looked at the credit cards and said, okay, what can we do that's just inside the law or at the edge of the law? I view this Credit Card Act as like drawing a line in the sand, and then all the credit card companies put on their toe shoes and tutus and stand right on the line as close as
wow.
they can.
Chickens are ballet dancers.
That is a spectacular image.
Chickens or ballet dancers, Alvin? Make up your mind.
They can be both.
I think ballet dancers with chicken and going on in their mind, something like that.
Is there any such thing, without necessarily mentioning names, unless you want to mention a name, as a good bargain for a consumer in a credit card?
I think today that everybody should look at credit unions. If you have a credit union that offers a credit card, they seem to have decided not to go into this area of fee madness, grabbing everything they can. They seem to have a much more reasonable point of view about this. So if you can get a credit card from a credit union, I think they are a much more responsible way to get credit these days.
And before we go, Alvin, we should remind people the availability of credit is the worst that it's been in decades, right? Whether you have a credit card or not. So you can't
even
get a loan.
But you just think about this, John. Why is that the case? The banks are in charge. So they say, if this act happens, the credit will evaporate. And they're the ones who are making the decision. So doesn't it become a self-fulfilling prophecy?
No, Alvin Hall living the good life in France for the summer.
He's mad as hell over there in France.
Yeah, right. Personal finance expert, author of Your Money or Your Life, A Practical Guide to Managing and Improving Your Financial Life. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.